insurance in a can.
What's going on in Wisconsin, Libya, and all those parts in between? We're going to talk about it in this hour of America Tonight. Hey, everybody, hope you had a fabulous weekend. Maybe you were watching those dreary Oscars. Wow. Would you spend 3.5 hours in front of the tube looking at a bunch of actors and actresses try to one-up each other with some very poor lines? Oh, my. That's just the kind of show it was. KD, always here, the captain of the ship. We're steering it all over the place. Coming up on this hour, once again, or let me set the menu for you. We're going to talk about some of the biggest blunders of the last week and also what's shaken this week in the Capitol. The big story has to be, will the government shut down or is there an extension as far as the budget's concerned? What happens? Speaking of extensions and whatnot and collective bargaining agreements mixed in, because that's part of the Wisconsin deal, the NFL is also at the end of its collective bargaining agreement, March 4th. So a lot's happening as of Friday, the days leading up to it. And these are stories we've been talking about for a while. Can you cut a deal? It's the art of negotiating. You give me this, I'll give you that. You take this away, I'll take that away. And it's the political power. Who wants the power? Who has the power? I think the Republicans thought they had the power, but the Democrats said not so fast. And if the Republicans shut down the government, they're afraid there'll be blowback to pay for doing that, depending on how many days and whatnot. And I don't think they'll take the chance. I originally felt like it was probably a 60% chance we'd see the government shut down. Now, I'm not so sure after a few conversations with some people in Washington. And, of course, we always have the people from Talk Radio News on. Their feelings have changed, too. It's looking more like something will be tweaked to not let that happen. Of course, handicapping it, last week was an out week. None of the congressmen or senators were on the Hill, unless they stayed behind. But it was one of those weeks where a lot of them go back home, talk to their base, do other things, play golf, hang out with the family, whatever. And so they're back in Washington. You can bet a lot of things will be coming out of D.C. What about Wisconsin? Wisconsin has been ground zero for the debate over unions and union busting. And I think the governor of Wisconsin is at his wit's end in trying to figure out how to repair this out-of-control budget bill. And you got the Democrats trying to make a statement, 14 of them, who jettisoned for Illinois. Now they're trying to reel them back in to see if they can get something done. So the Wisconsin governor, Scott Walker, is just flat out taking on the unions. I mean, that's the deal. He's taking on the unions in the budget proposal. And the unions have hit the Capitol and the streets for the last 10 days to say, okay, well, you can swing at us, but guess what? We're going to keep on coming. And they have kept on coming. But I think that there's a good chance the governor is going to get his way. Here's what he was part of the Sunday Swirl, meaning all the Sunday talk shows, the conversation, the guests, everything. And here's what he had to say.
It's real simple. Those 14 state senators need to come back and do what they were elected to do. Come back here. They don't have to vote for it. They don't have to support it. We're broke, like nearly every other state across the country. We're broke, and it's about time somebody stood up and told the truth in the state and said, here's our problem, here's the solution, and acted on it.
All right. I think they should come back. I think it's a question of, yeah, come back and fine, don't vote, don't do whatever. But you can't be out that long. They can't be out that long and be getting paid. That's ridiculous. I get the solidarity show and we're taking off and it worked for the people in Texas, although it was a different issue. But I think they need to be back. I agree with the governor. Now, ultimately, what happens with with the vote, because there are a lot of facts that have been mixed in and have been lost in what's happening in Wisconsin. The debate now has just become more about name calling and labeling. But the truth of the matter is what the governor says is, hey, they're broke. They've got to make spending cuts. So they make the spending cuts or people lose their jobs. You're going to have 6,000 people that will be out of work. With the way the plan is now, the deficit is projected to hit $137 million by July and $3.6 billion by 2013. The budget today is balanced. The budget today is balanced, but it will be out of whack in a few months, midsummer. So can they come up with the money to pay the bills because of the projected shortfalls they have? This is why the whole union thing became viable, or at least the governor thought it was viable. This is what we're going to do because we got to have that now. And the bill gives the governor the power to make any changes necessary, by the way, to Medicaid to save money, regardless of the law, whatever it is, with approval of his legislature. So Medicaid is $1.2 billion in that budget. Even with the freedom to move around on that, he's got his hands tied behind his back with the federal law that limits how much cost saving changes states can make without a waiver because of the people who are on Medicaid. They're afraid that the people, the beneficiaries of the program, will be screwed, basically. So it's kind of a watchdog thing. I'll tell you what. I mean, the question is, Walker is saying, if the bill doesn't pass, 1,500 people are going to be laid off by July, and another 6,000, so they're adding this up, are going to be done by the middle of 2013. And the layoff threat is probably real, because if schools see a cut like they are in other places and a cut to their aid, then they're going to have to cut teachers. That's what's going to happen. If 80% of your budget is people, and your state and your property taxes are reduced and the costs are going up, we'll do the math. It's pretty obvious what they're going to have to do. So the question becomes, if you're one of the Democrats, do you come back, number one, and should these unions, should they just do away with this? Let's go with the governor's bill because it's going to help everyone save their jobs. Or is this just an anti-union push wrapped up into this whole budget debate? There are a lot of anti-union things happening across the country, and Wisconsin is, everybody's looking at to see what happens at Wisconsin. I mean, we're talking 12 straight days going into 13 days. Tomorrow or Monday is 13 days, 70,000 people. They had a huge crowd over the weekend, 70,000 people banging on drums, yelling into bullhorns, braving cold weather. They don't care. They're there, and I don't think they're going to leave. And they're not going to remove them. So this is a serious standoff. Who do you think wins this? The unions? The governor? My money's on the governor the longer this goes on. 800-259-5791. Kicking the can down the road.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale. Olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus. Come away.
So just talking about those 70,000 people in Wisconsin and what's going to happen there. Wow, 70,000 people. More people have passion about coming out to support what's going on in Wisconsin than to go out and vote. How sad is that? If you took percentages of the possibilities of those that could come out and show up there, they're getting almost everybody. The attendance is unbelievable, especially because it's been going on for a while. So you've got all these public workers, thousands of them, who are setting up camp to fight the bill that would weaken their unions. I said they were hitting drums and screaming into bullhorns and doing whatever it is that it took. The temperatures were freezing. There was some snow. They didn't care. Will the governor get his way? I think even though this crowd is unbelievably resilient, in a way, you got to admire that. I mean, this is grassroots at its best. Unbelievable that they get this many people. The percentages are so incredibly high. Anybody trying to get voters, getting the word out and getting voters to come in would salivate at these kind of numbers. Salivate. And they can't come close to it. So the governor knows he does have his work cut out for him because introducing this bill, I don't think he expected the kind of blowback that he got. And he keeps focusing on, listen, keep on doing this. And I'm just going to tell you, we're broke, we're out of money, we're screwed. So if you don't like this deal, you might be kissing your job goodbye. At least 1,500 of you will lose your job by July, and then it'll quadruple a couple of years down the road. There are people that are starting to say, oh, we're going to poke holes in the governor's argument because baloney. We have a balanced budget now. We're just talking about a couple of months. You say we can't get the money in time. How about some faith in the fact that we might be able to get some money back in? See, now in Columbus, Ohio, you had maybe thousands of people that were there for a rally because they're trying to come up with a similar bill. Indiana, the Democrats blocked a bill last week that would have prohibited the union membership from being a condition of employment. So you had large crowds in other places, teachers, firefighters, public workers that are out there for these rallies. They're wearing American flags, waving American flags, holding signs. They're in Topeka, Kansas. They're in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. They're in Olympia, Washington. Maybe you've seen some of these rallies in your own neighborhoods because you live in some of these places. Same thing in Los Angeles. They're doing the same thing, but none of the rallies have been as big as what we're seeing in Wisconsin. In Minnesota, you had about 1,000 people that were out, and it was the same thing, workers and rights and all that stuff, but not as strong as Wisconsin. It keeps going back to Wisconsin. The crowd just gets larger, and people are descending on the Capitol. And you know what's interesting is the people that are showing up, Bradley Whitford, who was an actor who's on the West Wing, he addressed the crowd and said, wow, keep going for it. Keep doing it. This is your First Amendment rights. Then Jeff Skiles, you remember that name? Let me refresh you. U.S. Air flight landed in the Hudson River back in January 2009. He was there. He talked to the crowd and said that justice and righteousness, that was his quote, will always win out. He was there. He was supporting the people. And they're starting to see more of that. They're starting to see more people show up. Wow. I still think the governor wins out. And especially the smart thing to do is the Capitol Police, they're just letting the protesters stay overnight. And they had to close the building at some point on Sunday to clean it, but they're not hassling the people. That's smart. They're not hassling them. So this is purely peaceful. You have people that are waving signs and yelling things and that kind of stuff, singing national anthem. They're sleeping overnight, but they're not doing anything that would turn into a raucous crowd and get them busted up and have everybody moving on. They're not trashing the building, but I'll tell you what, 13 days of 24 hours of all those bodies in there. Matt, what are the chances it doesn't smell like a locker room? I guarantee it smells like the worst locker room you can imagine.
And the worst locker room is a hockey locker room.
Oh, it is. I don't know why that is. It's all the sweat from all the gear.
It's all the gear,
I think,
that smells, and it's awful. There's no way to get rid of it either.
No kidding. My ex-husband used to play recreational hockey, and I used to say, as I was so easygoing, but I used to say, oh, you're not leaving that equipment in my place. And it would be out on the porch because it was brutal. It stunk. And my whole life, my brother played hockey, so I was used to that. Good job there, Maddie. That's what it's the worst ever. Absolutely is NHL, bar none. Yeah, I don't care what sport you guys are playing out there. The socks smell, all that. Ugh, the worst. So you can imagine what it's like in there. But bravo to the people in a way, whether I agree with them or not. Bravo to the people for sticking it out. And the governor's sticking to his guns, but he's smart in the way he's playing this. I mean, he got caught in a couple things. The prank phone call was humiliating. That was brutal. because he had no idea. Here's this one of his wealthy supporters, and he's just going along with it and telling him things, too. But he moved on from that. At the same time, you've got this, you have this unbelievable movement that I have not seen of all the protests, of all the things where people are sending out emails, join this. That's why boycotts don't work, because people don't do it. They might agree with you and say, yeah, absolutely, but they don't do it. They don't jump on board. But boy, are they jumping on board in this one. I mean, they're coming out because it's their livelihood. They don't want to lose, of course, they don't want to lose the rights in their bargaining agreements because they know the power of that. And they believe in the union, and I think they're going to stick it out. But Republicans aren't dropping any of their bills, and Democrats are saying, the Democrats in Wisconsin were saying they're not going to come back until they agree to have a conversation about it. Phew. We'll see. 13 days, baby. Going into 13 days. It's like a serious sit-in. It's definitely the biggest protest that they've had in Wisconsin, I would say. I feel pretty safe to say that. No one's been able to confirm that for me, but I'm pretty sure that I'm not going out on a big limb to say this is the biggest thing they've seen in Madison. And because I was there a couple of years ago, beautiful little capital area, but it's the key is little. So when you're talking about that many people, absolutely, they are filling every space in. And you can see it. If you look at the pictures of the crowds, you can tell that they are doing that. I mean, they're there and they're lined up and they are filling those areas. They are filling every space you can imagine in and around the Capitol, because there's not a lot of breathing room there, let's just say, at all, to maneuver. It's that many people shoulder to shoulder. And I'm sure just trying to get out of the crowd probably is a little bit tough. In case you missed the Oscars, I know it's a wild left turn. In case you missed the Oscars, coming up here on ATN, I promise we will definitely go down the list for you so you know who won and who lost. I guess basically the King's Speech was the big one that everybody was talking about. And also The Social Network was another one people were talking about. I don't know that there was any great surprises on the night. As I said, I could never watch a show like that, so I fast-forwarded through it. It's the brilliance of the DVR. No reason to watch everything. Just pick out a couple of moments here, listen to a speech or two, and that's it. And it's a wrap. The only thing I won't do that with is sporting events. If it's a team I want to see, I will watch the whole thing. I can't stand to fast-forward through stuff when it comes to games, because if the game's already played, I don't want to watch the whole thing. I don't want to watch it. But if it's a game I haven't seen, yeah, I'm watching the whole thing. Hang with us!
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Kentucky, I love his quote. He said, I tell the people in Kentucky, I'm not here to bring you a brand new shiny building. I'm not here to bring you any federal money. There is no money left. Seems to be a theme here in the United States, federally and on the state level. There is no money left. I hope if you're listening to the show, you've got money buried in your mattress somewhere and you have other types of investments, maybe some gold, perhaps some silver, maybe a little stock options, or some horses that you could sell. I don't know. Oh, my. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Day boy, what's happening?
Excuse me, babe. I'll be right there.
I always feel like you're on your tractor and you have to get off or you're on your headset or something.
Do I sound like that big a hick?
No, you don't sound like a hick. But the noise in the background sounds like a purring tractor or something.
That's my refrigerator.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's American made. It makes noises.
I love that.
Okay, I got something for you. You know, I don't know why these teachers are protesting. We're only trying to follow Obama's plan of sharing the wealth by taking from the greedy that have and giving to the poor that don't. I mean, they make twice as much money as the average Wisconsin worker, but yet 38% of their, two-thirds of their eighth graders cannot read. If a doctor had that kind of record, we'd have him up on malpractice. Okay?
I agree with that. I agree with that. The numbers are so ugly for the public schools.
And we're only asking them to pay a little bit of their own insurance and their own retirement. And there is a statement by Franklin Delano Roosevelt that stated back when he was president that public employees that work for the people of the United States of America could not be unionized because it will not work. All it is a scheme to rob the worker who's providing the sustenance for the person operating as a teacher or a fireman or as a policeman or what have you, street sweeper. It doesn't matter. But these employees that work for the state and the cities are employees, and they do not need a union. They are not government, but representing us. We're paying their salary. We're paying also their retirement. They get paid for the rest of their life, 90% to 100% of what they're making now. So they better get off the damn march before we really start exposing this, or they're going to be more than just, shall we say, losing a few percentage points and having to take care of a little something. How about we start a program where we have a minimum wage and we start doing computer schools where we have the lessons bombed out to the kids vis-a-vis computer, one teacher for, say, 10,000 kids?
Really?
Really.
No. Here's what I would say. I agree with you. Dan, we agree. I think that the problem is, you're right, I think unions initially were started for a good reason, because
private
it was
sector,
so...
I'm not, private sector, I have no argument against.
Right.
Public sector,
right.
That is anathema. That is,
yep.
That is giving a license to steal to the very representative you're paying a wage to.
Right. I agree.
Okay.
I agree, because we're paying for it already. So
right.
Absolutely. So now you multiply
and
that.
And now they're going to go in and ask for more.
Right. Absolutely. It's not being billed that way, though. You know,
well,
if you
because you've got the sycophant news media, and
right.
And Obama's sending all of his little people in because he's a dyed-in-the-wool union guy. Because if they lose this program that Walker's trying to put through,
yeah, who's going to support the Democrats?
That's going to cut all the money out of the Democratic Party.
Yep.
And
you're right, because the teachers' unions.
It'll take away 5% of all the unions out there across this nation. Think about it. And think of the money that every single municipality and state can save by getting rid of these people's collective bargaining. That's money in our pocket.
Yeah. Well, in Wisconsin, it would be money in their pockets, yes.
It would be money in anybody's pocket that the state would do what we just said.
Right. And you're right, Dan. There is some confusion. People don't understand that. Because you're not anti-union, like you're saying, the private sector, different thing, blah, 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 versus the public worker. And we're not saying that they shouldn't get a fair wage and all that other stuff, but we're already paying that.
Well, Princess, I'll get off the phone and let you get on to
spouse.
Somebody else. But thank you very kindly for giving me a few seconds here.
All right, Dan. Thank you. Go back to your humming refrigerator. It's interesting because I read a lot of columnists on this, and, you know, I was reading somebody today and they were saying, look, this is a direct fight by big money against regular people. And another one I read, they were talking about, it's the idea that the everyday folks have the right to be at a bargaining table and have a say about their money, about their wages, about their working conditions, about their jobs. And I've talked about this before. If I were to just take my profession and tell you, and I have said this, but I'll say it again to give the example, in working in broadcasting, there are unions in only a few places. So in New York, there are union shops. In Chicago, in Philadelphia, in Los Angeles, there's some in, I think, San Francisco. And what happens is if you go to work in Matt's side of it or my side of it or you're an engineer or whatever, if you're a union shop, of course, you have to be part of the union and you pay like $1,000, $1,200 or whatever it is. But you get insurance, they can take it out of your check, you know, you get the whole thing. And forever and a day, broadcasting could be very lopsided, especially with the corporations coming in and whatnot. And I think the unions, so for what I saw, I think the union was good. Because also, I think it kept fair rates. But this is different. And he's right. It's different in what we're saying when you look at the public positions and what the taxpayer's paying and what the ceiling is and all that sort of stuff. But when you read the headlines, boys, it's the way it's being billed is the big man against the little man. And shouldn't they have a say with their working conditions? And I think you should have a say, but you can have your own individual say as well versus the union, which the problem has become like everything else, maybe started with good intent, but then you have the greed at the top of the pyramid, and you also have the unions that have sway and have some money. Dan is right, who support their own agenda, and of course they're not going to want that agenda. They're not going to want that money. They're not going to want that to go away, especially when it comes to the teachers' unions, because that's the deal. Or some of the other unions, do they have the union guys? If you talk to anyone on political campaigns, that's what they look at. Immediately, they play to their base. And what is their base? So it's been a month since the Wisconsin governor declared that he was putting this bill together, and the state was broke, and here's what would happen. A month. It's been a month. And the governor is not backing down, and the people are not backing down. Because they say that they have the right to negotiate. And some of the rest of us say, well, what about the special interests? What about the special interests? And is this group representing middle-class Americans? Is this struggle David and Goliath? Is it a movement? Is it more than about money? Is it about principle and the right to negotiate? And this is how it's changed among the people who are protesting. Because they're saying that they have rights, that they have rights to negotiate, that they don't want to have struggles over wages and benefits, that it's not about a state budget, that it's about the middle class and whether or not we can be there and we should be able to say how we feel about our working conditions. So are they becoming the poster children for the everyday American to fight back against what they think is killing the middle class? See, this is the problem. The problem is almost like it goes back to the too big to fail in a different way, because the union here is almost too big to not bust with that many people out there. But you got to admire their tenacity. All right, stretch drive. Stay with us.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Sugarfoot called me last night.
In America tonight. Coming up on our next show, we've got another edition of Text This and Exit Lines. That means my very poor jokes at the end of each hour. I'm trying. And Matt gets to decide if they're funny or not. So you'll hear his sound effects. If you hear a cricket, it's sucky. If you hear some applause, he liked it. If you hear the ooh or whatever it is, I think it's somewhere in between. He's a rough audience, man. He is rough, but that's good. So we've got Exit Lines and Text This. How well do you know the text acronyms? Do you ever get texts from people where you have no idea what they are telling you because you're just not up on the lingo? You just don't know it. I'm sure everyone in this audience knows LOL, right? Laughing out loud. If you don't know LOL, you can't be texting. I'm sorry, you cannot do the text thing if you don't know that. And K meaning okay, because someone writes a K back, everybody gets that, right? Elementary. But it does get tricky after that. Really. I mean, there are thousands of acronyms for texting. And the best people to learn from are like the 13 and 14-year-olds. Because that's all they do. I don't even think they ever talk on the phone. They text, so they know all of them. They know all the shortcuts, all the sayings. They really do. It's fun. And I've done a bunch of research on this, and so has the rest of our giant staff. So we've got some interesting text this coming up next time around. All right, before we go there, though, a couple of interesting things. We're always talking about the weather, 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 weather. There's apps for weather. I guarantee that all of us that have cell phones, iPhones, whatever, the weather pops up in some form, whether you have an app for it or it comes up. It's just a daily thing. Maybe your computer is rigged that way. I don't care if you're 20 years old or you're 80 years old. Well, if you're on the other end of the spectrum, if you know how to use your computer or your phone. But you get the weather in some form. You do. You want to know the weather because when you go out, are you wearing layers? Are you talking about 80 degrees? Are you talking about 50 degrees? And a lot of us now have wild weather swings. So, you know, quickly things can change. You don't have to tell that to the people in San Diego and in San Francisco because they saw some snow. And San Diego, they said it was kind of scary. They're not used to snow and icy roads and that sort of stuff. Here's what some of the people had to say.
We went further up the road, and it was just way too scary. Cars were sliding a lot.
There's lots of rollovers, lots of spin-outs. Just slow down and be careful because it's raining bad right now. It's real thick.
Ugh. Thick and ice. I know all about that. And then snow in between. Not fun. I used to live in California, and I never experienced the snow thing unless I was at – there was a resort called Mammoth, or – if you were out skiing in Tahoe, someplace like that. But not, I lived by the beach and there was no snow to speak of. There was mudslides and crazy, horrible fire dangers and wicked rain or no rain, but never, ever, ever, ever snow. We're going to call on Matt, our technical maestro. Great job on the music. We're really enjoying the music on this show. And I've gotten a couple of emails on that. But Matt, San Diego, your sister lives in San Diego, and she had no idea there was even any kind of snow condition going on because I guess it was further north.
She said that it was mainly relegated to the mountain area, so she wasn't aware at all. She was completely oblivious to it when I asked her about it because I sent her a text. It was like, hey, what's going on in San Diego with icy roads? She's like, what are you talking about? So... yeah, it's just, it's in the mountains. It's not really in the actual urban setting of San Diego. So it's still sunny and nice and completely 180 degrees different compared to what it is in Minneapolis right now.
Yeah, there you go. they have a saying in Texas, wait 15 minutes. If you don't like the weather, it'll change. And more people are seeing that that is true. I'll tell you what, when it comes to Libya and Muammar Gaddafi, a lot of people are talking about, hey, do you think Gaddafi should be tried? Shouldn't he be tried like a Saddam Hussein? This guy needs to be tried. Well, first, he has to get out of Libya. Tripoli is definitely a war zone. Evacuees, all of the Chinese who were living there, they're out. There's like 30,000 Americans are out. A lot of the Europeans pretty much have gotten out, whether it's hook or crook. However, if I could fly away from Libya, I would. The airport was just unbelievable, I heard. Any flights that landed, you'd practically have people crawling to get on the flights. They just wanted out, out, out. Here's what Senator John McCain on one of the Sunday shows had to say about Libya and time for change.
Gaddafi's days are numbered. The question is how many, and how many people are going to be massacred before he leaves one way or the other.
Yeah, and that's the thing. How many people are going to be massacred? Then you get into the humanitarian aspect of it. And that's why finally over the weekend, the president, on the heels of the United Nations Security Council unanimously approving sanctions aimed at forcing Muammar Gaddafi to stop the crackdown that he has thrown on these people in this 11-day, I guess now it's more than 11 days, going into 12 days, what they would call an insurrection, a revolution, whatever. The fact that he's got so many people going after the people in the streets, the council imposed an arms embargo and called on UN member folks to freeze the assets of Gaddafi and his kids. See, once that starts to happen, that'll push him out. They also have a travel ban on his family and 10 others, 10 that are close associates. And then they've agreed to refer the crackdown to a war crimes tribunal. So how about that? But finally on Saturday, and probably because of this UN unanimous vote, finally the president decides to go from, I'm just saying that Libya is a dangerous place, let's see what the people do, to, okay, he is not legitimate anymore and he should leave now. So now, finally, the president calls for Gaddafi to step down. Uh-huh. That was a long time coming. Absolutely. A couple of things to throw in here, because I mentioned the program notes that we've got text this and exit lines coming up. Also, I'm doing a show in Los Angeles. It's happening not this week, but the following week. I'll broadcast on Sunday from L.A., so two Sundays from now I'll be broadcasting from there, going there for a couple of different things, including the fact that we've got a book that's going to drop on April 1st. It's about sports, though. It's called Sports Shorts, like little sports vignettes that we've been playing here on America Tonight now for the past month, and it's really wickedly wild, funny things that have happened in the world of sports from A to Z pretty much. So that should be fun. I can't wait till that happens, till April 1st. Perfect day. No fooling. Finally, after getting beat up forever about some kind of book, we've got an e-book coming out and it happens on the 1st. Oh yeah. And I'm going to leave you with this, some of the quick headlines. You know, it was all about the Oscars, the Oscars, the Oscars, the world of entertainment. And I always say this, and I mean it. I think that movies, I guarantee the one common denominator that all of us have is at some point you are watching a movie. If you're not going to the movie theater, you're watching old flicks, you're getting Netflix, you're doing something with movies because it is ultimately the great escape, isn't it? So The King's Speech got a couple of big awards. They had 12 Oscar nominations altogether, ended up winning 4. The big one, Colin Firth for Best Actor as he played the King. And then you had a couple of awards that went out to The Fighter. And The Fighter, I think, was a really good movie. I'd recommend that to any of you. Christian Bale got it.